Readouts File 001. What it means to be Christian, according to me, December 24, 2020. Christian to many people means attending a church, following some guidelines, some rules, having some common beliefs, usually meeting, doing Bible studies maybe. Sometimes it means community service. Sometimes it means avoiding certain actions or avoiding certain people who do certain actions even. Christian in that concept, as I see it, is a religion. Christian to me, being Christian, is not to me a religion. It is a lifestyle. It is a practice or series of practices, yes. But it's really one thing above all else, and that is a following. It is an imitation of Jesus Christ. The Bible has many things in it, but I find that it has pretty much three kinds of things. Well, there's more than three, but I'm going to mention three. History, Jesus, and people who followed Jesus and spoke of their understandings of Jesus. Of course, I'm going to be one of those, so the next thing I say is going to apply to me as much as it does to anybody else, including the disciples. Everybody who came after Jesus to me is a student. In this analogy, Jesus is the professor. Jesus is the one who said how things are. He described the kingdom of God, granted in parables many times, but he described it firsthand, as it were. Describe what God wanted from us, both in word and in action. And everyone else after that did their best, but they were students. One of the things Jesus did was to attack the religion as it stood at the time, Pharisees and some other subgroups, for things like being hypocritical, things like being judgmental, not doing what they said they were doing, what they said was necessary. There was lots of examples of that. Some of them were pretty intense. But we have today religious establishments which, in my opinion, are just as judgmental, just as off from Jesus' teachings as they were then. Christian to me does not mean following religious establishments of the day. It didn't mean that when Jesus himself was alive. So I don't know why it should now. And furthermore, I don't feel surprised if I come up against some elements of modern Christian society by trying to follow Jesus, because Jesus did that. He came up against some of the religious establishments in his time. It doesn't become a goal for me. It becomes a recognition when it happens for me. All that to say this, I believe that Jesus' teachings, and therefore I believe that being Christian, what it means to be Christian, included things like mercy before judgment, recognition of a person's problems before dismissal of them as wrong or sinful or beyond the ken of a Christian to look at, etc. I believe that although a lot of current religious establishments do public service and do some good in the world, it can become kind of dry, kind of distant. And that we were asked to individually try to figure out what to do ourselves. We are urged to attend meetings, but I think more for the sake of stability of our own beliefs and behaviors, not in order to belong per se, but in order to not get lost. Being Christian to me, in summary, is following Jesus, whatever that means, wherever that takes me, whether it takes me into a church or out of one, into a slum or out of one, into a conflict with the government even, or out of one. I think Jesus had all of those things. He obviously upset some churches, and he clearly upset some governments. But it wasn't his goal to do that. His goal was to teach us what the kingdom of God was like and what God wanted of us. And I think that is the job of a Christian to do. Because of the way society is now seeing things like the word saved and other words that appear in what we call tracts, etc., I think most of our ability to do that is by example. I don't think we can teach by words as easily, because the minute we use one of the words that we in the Christian communities believe are common, like saved, it turns people off because they're used to it being rammed at them rather than taught. He who has ears to hear, let him hear, said Jesus. Let. Never said you have to listen. He never said you have to sit down and pay attention. He said, let him hear. Well, I think that's what we do. We make displays in our lives of our beliefs by what we do. Whether we mean to make displays or not, I don't mean you go out there with the point of showing off a belief or something. I mean, it just happens. Our lives are displays in a way. We are examples, whether we want to be or not. So, we make of our lives what we want people to see of them. And we hope that is instructive. That is my best way of being Christian. Nobody, of course, is perfect at it. That includes me. Why do I put all this here? Because some of the things I'm going to say in subsequent readouts are probably going to stir up a lot of controversy in and out of the Christian community. And I wanted to lay a foundation and explain what I believe Christian means as a basis for when I refer back to it later. That's one reason. Another reason is I just genuinely think on its own this concept of Christian being following Jesus and not following religious establishments is, if not novel, not commonly followed. It's not normal to think that divergence from a church of size is a good idea. Well, it's also not easy for a person to think it's okay to be alone. We don't like that. Jesus was alone on his last day. Jesus was alone sometimes less than he wanted to be when he had a lot of followers. But really, he was very alone in that he had a completely unique vision of time and the world and life that he couldn't get anybody to understand. The last thing I want to say about this is drawn from a section of, I believe it's in two Gospels. I'd have to look up to see which ones. I'll make an aside. I don't memorize verse numbers because, again, that turns people away sometimes. It makes people think you're all about just knowing the numbers. I want to know the meaning. I want to be able to look up what I need to know and read it if I need to read it. But when Jesus was talking to Peter, and Peter was saying all the stuff the people were saying about Jesus, and Jesus said, who do you say that I am? And Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Some translations, as I understand it, print Jesus' response to that comment as, finally you believe. And some print it as, do you at last believe? You know what I hear in that? I hear a mixture of joy and desperate hope. Do you at last, finally, do you believe? All this time I poured into people. Do I see one person who got it? Think of a student and a teacher. A teacher has been working at a school for 15 years, never sees the students after they graduate, thinking, did I do anything? Did I do any good? Having one student come back after 15 years and say, thank you, I learned this, and here's a demonstration. Some teachers will get what I'm saying. It's something unparalleled as a sense of accomplishment, a sense of I've actually gotten there. I've done something useful. I've succeeded. I hear the human concept of maybe I finally got to somebody in that comment. Now, maybe I'm reading too much into it, but I'm not sure about that. So the last comment is, I believe part of being Christian is trying to understand not only Jesus, but Jesus' walk, what he did, what he felt, where he was standing. And the reason I think that's important for a Christian is because it's very hard to see the same picture if you're not looking the same direction from the same spot. By the way, my inner aside, I don't believe this is a defense of self-flagellation, self-harm, torture, those kinds of things people do sometimes, you know, hurt themselves to model what Jesus went through. It's not about that. It's not about trying to be in pain to be similar. But it is sometimes about being willing to suffer for the cause of good, which is what Jesus did. Jesus did not hurt himself, goodness knows. He just let people do it. It's a very different thing. But if you go through something that makes you realize what it feels like to be hurt by other people, you stand where Jesus was standing and you look up. And then and only then will you see the picture he saw. I do believe there's something to that. And I believe that's part of being a Christian. And I believe that's enough for one day.